fantasies might seem a little shoplifted. I'm sure you heard it all before. I wonder what's the right form. Love songs written for you. It's been going down for years. But to sing what's in my heart seems more honest than the tears. I am curious. Wanna hurry us and make trees with us. Ain't this song a bust? I don't care. Can't stop.
2-2. Hopped in the air. Doman doesn't see it. Marquis does. And Marquis lets it fall, and Escobar will score. And that's the kind of season it's been for Minnesota. The catcher, Ryan Doman, never saw it. Edwin Encarnacion will have two of the biggest gifts of the season.
Doman never saw it.
And I don't think most Twins fans saw this coming. Speaking of Twins fans, one of the biggest Twins fans I know. He's the most interesting man on the planet. He is talking to us live and direct from Grandview Lodge in Nisswa, Minnesota. It's none other than Dark Star. Dark, how are you?
Oh, good. We missed you last night. We went ahead and had big steaks. So Mark Run, I said he was looking forward to seeing you. And
yeah.
Sorry you had to go and work. Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, we'll try.
My pen ran out of ink here. The Flop, Sweat, and Tears is where tomorrow night?
That's going to be at the Dublin Inn in Duluth. There will be two shows tomorrow night, 6:30 and 9. Wild Bill Bauer and the Common Man Dan Cole. Two shows only, Dublin Inn in Duluth. And we're being paid handsomely for our performance. Why? Because no money. No funny.
No funny. Yeah. The now they've got a website there at the Dublin Inn and a telephone number. And
oh,
a few,
yeah.
We've
yeah.
got you can't tickets miss. Available.
Yes, tickets are available, but they're going fast.
Yeah.
They're going. They're going as fast as. They're going as fast as yes votes on the Twins on the Viking Stadium. It got done, my friend. You predicted it long ago. You were the first to say it would get done, and it did get done. Your thoughts?
Let me ask you this: the two legislative bodies. We're at $105 and $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
They wind up at $60-$65.
Right.
Why did we know this 4 days ago and nobody else did?
Well, because we understand high finance, and I think the Wills would have gone the entire $105 if push had come to shove, don't you?
I think they made the deal before it ever got to the floor of the legislature.
That's what a number of people say. So if you'll remember, there are some people, and I guess... I'm at the point, though, in my life, Dark, where nothing surprises me, and it's the old you can't fight City Hall, but there were some smoke-filled, closed-door meetings that a number of members of the media were annoyed by, as well as the general public, because there's something called the open meeting law, but they were very careful to make sure they never had enough people in the meeting to have it considered legally a meeting that had to be open to the public. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, this deal was done on I mean, I don't know the exact timing of it, when it got done, and who was all involved, but yeah, this was all crafted behind the scenes. There's no question.
I don't think there's any question about it. You know, they're not going to parade a number out there and have Ziggy Wilf and his brother Mark go, ooh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to happen.
No, it was
now,
not.
Of course, the other Mark in the box for you and I, were we the only two people that knew that Danny Valencia was gone?
There was a few other, I think, but not many. No, it was the writing was kind of on the wall. I was a big Valencia supporter early on. If you'll remember, I had urged the team to bring him north the first year he came up, and they waited until, what, about 3 months into the season or 2 months in. He ended up actually receiving Rookie of the Year votes, and so I looked like a genius at the time because I had recommended him bringing him up as the third baseman well before they did. So I don't think I've got egg on my face because of that. It's how am I to know that the guy's going to, you know, start out and have a nifty looking career early and then all of a sudden he sort of, obviously he backpedaled and then some. Do you think it's mostly Dark because, you know, once you play in the league and, you know, I mean, a lot of guys can come up right away and have some success. But then once the league gets to know you a little bit, knows your tendencies and your strengths and your weakness, if you can't change on the fly and turn your weakness into a strength or whatever the case may be, In this league, they'll figure you out and eat you up, and I think that's what happened with Danny Valencia.
I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing I was really disappointed in, Detroit put Brandon Inge on waivers, and Oakland took him. Now, if we would have taken him, we would have gotten him because our record was worse. And Brandon Inge has been a tremendous clubhouse guy, just a great, great influence on young players. Why we didn't make a play for him, and I never criticize the Twins, and maybe they know something I don't know, but, boy, I'll tell you what, he would have made a nice third baseman for this ball club.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I did a doom and gloom segment earlier about the Twins, and there seems to be so little there now, and so there's not much in the cupboard either, in Mother Hubbard's cupboard or Terry Ryan's cupboard. That I don't know what, you know, Inge might be a nice acquisition that helps out slightly, but long-term, big picture, what would he really do for the club? He's at the end of his career, and yeah, he might help and scratch out a couple of extra wins this year. So instead of losing 135, we lose 129. I mean, I don't see what it does. I'm hoping you, because, you know, you're as close and as plugged into this organization as anybody is. I mean, you were in the clubhouse after they won in 87 and 91. You were there. Tell me, give me some hope, something to chew on. We got the Gibson kid, but he's coming off Tommy John surgery. I just don't see anything right now in the organization or anything in the near future that gets me to think we're going to win Twins, we're going to score.
The problem that I have with this whole thing, as we talked about off the air seven times last week, the players that they brought up from the good players they have in the minor leagues, you're looking at all of them.
Yeah.
Right now, Benson has been dreadful, and I think they moved him back to Double A. Dozier, who they did not want to bring up, you'd like the kid to get some seasoning down there, a little bit more seasoning at the Triple A level, Double A level. They had to bring him up, and now with no third baseman, they're going to have to mix and match. You've got a situation there where on the left side of your infield, including Lexi Casilla at second base, who fell asleep on a play last night, gave up another run. Carroll is a professional ball player. My opinion of him has really gone up. But they didn't know who's going to play third base. They had Trevor Plouffe play third base about a week ago for the first time in his professional career at the major league level.
Yeah, there was the debacle there in the infield. We played the highlight or low light. It would be from the Toronto broadcast.
That's Trevor's ball.
It is. But you know what else? Tell me this, and I know you're an old school ball guy, but who made the rule that a pitcher can't use his glove to catch a ball? I mean, don't give him a damn glove then. If he can't catch a ball, don't give him a glove. He should have made the catch. He was right there. I know.
They don't want somebody running into him.
Well, you know what? I get that, but you know what? Let the pitcher call it off. Again, you're right. Plouffe technically is supposed to get it, but the pitcher makes the catch there. He should make the catch. There was the Plouffe gets the double play where he runs right into the tag. The team's a mess, and I don't see where there's any hope. And I'll tell you what. And I've been as big a Joe Mauer supporter as anybody, probably more so than I should be. Take me out to the ball game. But I'll tell you what. This. At $23 million, there's a lot of players you could get two or three really good ball players for $23 million. And Dark, right now, he is a mess. You saw again last night. The best he can do, basically, is he occasionally will hit an opposite field squibber for a double. Otherwise, he's grounding out to second base almost every at-bat. More nose, in all kinds of trouble, physically and who knows, maybe psychologically. Dome, it's just okay at best. Willingham, who knows? I don't know if Parmalee can play big league ball. We like Span. Tell me, give me something. The pitching staff's an absolute mess.
Here's another negative for you. Jason Marquis threw 46 strikes and 40 balls last night. And he's supposed to be an innings guy. You gotta throw strikes to be an innings guy. The night before, I went to the game with Crusher. And, because we both like to watch the Carl Pavano. He was terrible. So their top two pitchers, Marquis and Carl Pavano, two back-to-back efforts at home that were just terrible. Now, I know they have trouble with Toronto. They always have. But, I mean, Batista's got more home runs in that ballpark than anybody else. It's ridiculous.
Let's take a couple of phone calls, if you don't mind. Let's start with this one here from Tim. Tim, you're on the fan. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, Dan. You know, my question is this. Okay, you're right on the money. You're saying it's about as bad as it can get. You know, there's nobody in the minor leagues, all this stuff. Well, how come for the past few years, when some of us were calling BS on the Twins management, you know, there's Dave St. Peter and these guys are always out the Twins way. Oh, we're so good. We're so stocked in the minor leagues. All our personnel are the best. And guys like Dark Star and every other media in town bought into this. And so did all the fans. Dark Star has been on record saying guys like Gardenhire is the best manager in the game and Anderson's the best pitching coach in the game. I put a lot of fault on this, on people who supposedly think they're the smartest people in town who obviously missed a heck of a debacle going on over there.
Yeah, he makes a good point. He's right on the money. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah,
it's a system problem, though. The system has failed. When you don't have any players in the minor leagues that you can run up and get you some help, that's the fault of the system. Not Billy Smith, not Terry Ryan, not Dave St. Peter, not Ron Gardenhire. It's just the system has completely collapsed.
Well, there is that. And what time does Lee Westwood tee off today at the TPC at Sawgrass?
Let me tell you what. Ricky Fowler and Tiger are playing together today. And it brings me to my final question. I've got a 3:16 tee time at the Chocolate Ox today. If you could be any other person in the world, besides me, of course, who would you be?
The guy who's with you at the Chocolate Ox and you're treating.
How about Ricky Fowler? How'd you like to wake up tomorrow morning and be Ricky Fowler?
Put it this way. If he wins at the TPC of Sawgrass, I'm going to change my entire wardrobe to orange.
He's a beauty, that Ricky Fowler.
He can flat out play.
There's only about 100 tens in the crowd watching him play, too.
Yeah.
I mean, those women just chase him around like he was on fire.
Yeah, let's take one more phone call here. This one is from Malcolm. Malcolm, you're on the wait, hold on. Wrong one. There we go. Malcolm, you're on the fan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Common, big fan of the show. First, I just want to say I loved your live scoreboard update during the stadium vote yesterday with Rosie. That was hilarious.
Thank you.
Anyway, about the Twins, you seem to be taking the blame off Bill Smith, but for me, the Twins' struggles go all back to him and his inability to get a good package for the best pitcher in baseball in his prime. I think you know I'm talking about Johan Santana. The Red Sox offered us John Lester, Justin Masterson, and Coco Crisp. And I just don't understand how you say no to that deal. And if you say yes, then you've got Crisp to replace Hunter, so you don't make the Delman Young trade. And then so you keep Matt Garza, then you've got a 1-2-3 of Lester, Masterson, Garza. I mean, can you imagine that?
Huh? Who?
Yeah, all right, Malcolm, good points. You know, and again, I don't really think I was necessarily letting Smith off the hook. I was saying Smith right now, from some of the things I'm hearing leaking out of the organization, is a lot of people want to put all the blame on Billy Smith. And certainly, I'm not saying Billy Smith should have been, you know, front office guy of the year, but I think there's some other issues as well. I don't think their scouting department, obviously, has done a much of a bang-up job. There's not much depth there. Yeah, Smith certainly made some errors, and you're right. Now, my memory is very selective, and I don't remember if... Wasn't it with Santana because they traded him later rather than sooner? The offers probably weren't as good as they could have been. They
kind of
waited
right
long is what they did.
You're right.
Because they thought they might still be able to sign him, but I don't think they really had any intentions of signing him. So I think there might have been some miscommunication between ownership and the front office. I don't know. I just don't.
I want to thank the Vikings for naming the press box the Dark Star press box
right
in the stadium.
Yep.
We're going to have some slot machines and things in there. Before I go, just quickly, I lost it. Where is this piece of paper? What, Duluth again tomorrow night at what time?
It's at 6:30 and 9:00. It's two shows only, Flop, Sweat, and Tears, the Common Man, Dan Cole. Sort of, I've been compared. I've been reviewed on a number of occasions. And they sort of say that I'm sort of a combination of Jerry Stiller, Dennis Miller, and Phyllis Diller. my comedic stylings. And, of course, I'll be along with Wild Bill Bauer, one of the funniest men in the country. Dublin in Duluth, two shows, 6:30 and 9, tomorrow night only. Be there. Aloha. We'll be paid obscene money.
You're the greatest entertainer in radio history. You're a living legend, and I love you.
Thank you, Dark. I appreciate that. That's Dark Star. He is one of my favorites as well. We'll take a short break and come back with more nonstop nonsense. Tomfoolery and Skullduggery.
The Common Man.
Man, sometimes you are so negative on subjects, you're ruining radio, man.
Weekdays at noon on The Fan.
Win tickets to the Captain's Deck at Target Field. We will announce a winner every day at 8:20. Must be 21 to enter. No purchase necessary to enter. Go to KFAN.com, type in the keyword Captain. Also, KFAN.com is your connection for great prizes. Check out the contest page this week for your chance to win passes to see upcoming movies like Battleship before anyone else. KFAN.com, keyword, contest to win.
Couple 13, 14 paths. Want to thank all of you who participated in the Common Man's. It's not really a caption contest because with a contest, there's always a winner where you get something. And you're not going to get something Viking Stadium caption contest. Or whatever I just called it. Front page of the Fish Wrap Factory, west side of the river, we pilfered that picture, put it on the Common Man program page, and asked you to submit captions for that. And we've had all sorts of them, some that are very, very funny, some that are kind of funny, some that at least make you go, what is that caption supposed to mean? But Ziggy's on the front page, and he's got this very odd look on his face as all sorts of Viking rubes, dressed in their jerseys and their Helga horns and everything, are rushing out to meet him to thank him for ponying up an additional $50 million for the stadium. There was one caption that came in that I really like. Increased ticket prices, increased sponsorship money, doubled franchise value, and I'm the hero? Winning, duh. That's from Bazinga Guy. Also, I would also direct your attention toward Fish Wrap Factory, west side of the river, inside the jump from the front page story, page A10, A10 Viking Stadium. They show all sorts of Viking Rube fans at the back of the state senate in the, in the spectators portion. And what's interesting, it's up in the nosebleeds, just like where most of these people probably sit and watch Viking games. And if you think your nosebleeds at Metrodome or something, wait till you get into this new stadium. You'll be even further from the field. But as I look at the crowd here, I see a couple of Adrian Peterson jerseys. Who's number 19? Somebody's got a 19 Vikings jersey on. Who's number 19 or who was number 19? I don't remember anybody wearing 19 that would have been worth buying their jersey. That you would actually go to a memorabilia store and look for a jersey that has 19 on it. Who was 19? I know Steely Dan did a song called Hey 19. A couple of Brett Favre jerseys, a Jared Allen jersey. And then here's another one. Who was number 57?
Adi Cole? That's right. No, he was just drafted.
Number 57 or number 19?
Number 19. No, that was 57. That's the new guy we drafted.
There's actually somebody wearing a North Stars jersey. He's all confused. He thought the Wild were about to leave again, and he thought they were building a new hockey stadium, and he showed up at the state senate. If you're wondering what they're going to name the stadium, we have all sorts of ideas. Here are some of the most likely names. How about KFAN the Stadium? Then there's Rubio Lanes Field. Rubio Lanes Field. How about the Orphanage? Here's another name I really like. Do you like this one? Name for the new stadium would be, and I think this makes a lot of sense, Electronic Pull Tab Park. How about Concussion Coliseum? Preposterous Statement Stadium. Christian Ponder Memorial Field. Chase Ferry Field's got a nice ring to it, as does Target Center Field Stadium. How about this one? This one will, I would I would think this one would tug at your heartstrings just a little bit. Broken family field. Think about it. Think about it. And, of course, my favorite should be in Arden Hills Stadium. Should be in Arden Hills.
Should be in Arden Hills.
Should be in Arden Hills. Fake sweet like Splenda. Common man's hidden agenda. Fake sweet like Splenda. Common man's hidden agenda. Now this is going to pull up my heartstrings, see? This is where I keep coming back to say the stadium was worth it. Common, I grew up in the 70s and 80s watching the Vikes with my dad every Sunday. Now he's gone, but those days are my fondest memories of childhood. It didn't hit me until the stadium bill was passed that if it hadn't, I would have missed out on watching all the upcoming games with my now 3-year-old son. I'm looking forward to that as much as anything else in life. The Vikings bring us all together, DFL or GOP, as Minnesotans. On Monday, after a victory, we don't say they won. We say we won. I don't remember saying that very often lately. What Monday after a Sunday were we saying we won? Sure, there are positives and negatives to spending money on this deal, but that will be the case for each and every fiscal decision. The Vikes are part of Minnesota culture. That's why we're going to build them a stadium, Eric from Brooklyn Park. And so Eric is very happy. He's delighted that they're building him a stadium. And I'm on the record as approving the stadium. We're just having some fun with you. Though I will, I can still be the negative on that one. I can still say, I'm glad you had the great memories with your dad watching Viking games, and I know you are hoping to have those same with your son so you can cherish them forever, but you can still have great memories of bonding without a professional football team. You really can. You could do that at Gopher games if you wanted to. You could do it taking a walk in the park, jumping on pogo sticks together, taking them out to your favorite fishing hole. So, again, I'm delighted because, you know, some of my worst memories are watching games with my kids at the stadium, wanting to go home and crying because the game's been going on for too long and the hometown 11's getting killed. And Deuce has really got to go to the bathroom really bad right now, but he doesn't want to miss any more of the game. And baby brother Peter and Deuce fighting over who's going to sit in what seat and what concession do they really want. And then almost getting trampled as they're going to the bathroom. And then Deuce dragging his coat across the men's restroom floor through puddles of urine. Those are memories I never want to have again. Those are nightmares for me. I want to purge those things from memory. So for some, the memories of the Sunday football game with dear old dad are wonderful. For those of us, it's torture. To each his own. We got your stadium. I hope you're happy.
By the way, number 19 was Devin Aromashadu last year.
And you know what? The number in his jersey matches the number of yards he had combined during the whole season with his team. Didn't he get 19 yards?
Something like that. Not much more.
It wasn't much more than that. I was going to say a number of catches, but I don't even think he had 19 catches. You know, the purveyor of positivity, Paul Allen, had Sir Zygmunt Wilf on earlier today. And he was making requests for the press box. What he would like to see in the press box. And, of course, I've got some ideas of what it would need to be for Paul Allen. I would think, first of all, you would have to have purple-colored windows overlooking the playing field. Fire hose and industrial-sized disinfectant for safety reasons. When you're laying that much baloney out over a four-hour time period, the whole press box must be thoroughly disinfected between games.
I always love that one.
Right?
Right.
Also needs a psychiatrist. Before PA can go home, it's recommended that he is deprogrammed by a shrink before entering back into the real world after games. In other words, safety and health should be a top priority in the press box.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank Eric for that. I can't take credit for that one. That was writ rat wrote by someone else, but I think it's probably appropriate, is it not? Short break, come back. We'll do a little dis that. Where's Hi-Fi today?
He
and JG are where? I know they're out on the road. They're doing their
Hubert's.
Yes, they're at Hubert's for Summer Stickball.
Summer Stock Series.
They're doing that. So they'll be broadcasting live. We'll be right back.
Oh, Romeo. What for?
Rota Romeo.
Why, I'm right here on The Fan. Weekdays, noon to 3. There are...
Strokes can be devastating, but strokes are preventable. Awareness is the key, and you can help. Join Minnesota Stroke Association Strides for Stroke Walk and Run this Saturday, May 12th at Como Park in St. Paul. Register or donate at strokemn.org. That's strokemn.org for the Strides for Stroke. Also, Rubes, don't forget about Mother's Day this Sunday. Head on over to KFAN.com for your chance to win the ultimate Mother's Day package from Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. That's KFAN.com. Keyword is contest to win.
Why don't you throw in another vibe just for the heck of it? Well, let's make it 3. Let's do the trifecta then. If you can take us right to the top of the hour. Mama, she got a squeeze box. So you don't need to get her that for Mother's Day.
Yeah, baby.
Right? Why would you get your mom a squeeze box if she's already got it? Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. And in and out and in and out and in and out.
And it's playing all night.
And the music's all right.
Emailer at AT&T inbox. It's common, a serious gripe. I'm not getting my wife anything. She's not my mother. The kids will get her something and I'll help them. But I have a mom and my wife is not. I also not call her mom, as I said. I have one of those already. Hope you can support me on this important subject. Reality check guy. I have to check out on that one, reality check guy. You're standing on your own there. I call my wife mom all the time. Do other husbands do that?
Never heard that.
And I, really?
No, never heard a husband call his wife mom.
Well, I do that all the time, and my wife calls me dad. Like, if all of a sudden, you know, like, I'm crushing, I'll go, mom? Because the kids call her mom. So it's just automatically, I call her mom all the time. Really?
Yeah.
I can't be the only guy that calls his wife mom. In that way, it's not like I'm a mama's boy. It's just everybody else calls her mom in the house, so I call her mom as well. Hey, mom, what's going on? Now, there are times I'll call her Helen or Potato, but I oftentimes call her mom, more times than not, probably. Maybe I'm alone there. Am I that weird? See, I don't think that's weird. You're not married, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, and I never started calling her mom until we brought home the kids. And then it was instantaneously. It's like, I think it's in your genes. It's in your brain. It just happens. It just does. It's just like, I don't know, because I never called her mom ever. Until the day we brought Deuce home in the back of the truck, which is still one of the, seriously, it's one of the scariest or at least strangest moments in life when you go into the hospital without a kid. I mean, your wife's got one. You just can't see it yet, except on that little picture, whatever they call that thing. Then you're there for like a day and a half, and you come back out, and they say, here's a kid, take him, it's all yours. And you're driving down the road, and you take a look back over your shoulder, and there he is, strapped in a car seat. You're a dad. They let me leave the hospital with this little ink fink. And I'm responsible for him, or at least partly. How frightening of a proposition was that? You know, and I had no real practice. Changing babies, you know, washing dishes and baby clothes. I'm so ambitious, I even sews. Well, that's what you get. Don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. I don't know what to make of the censor story to you. Censor jury believed her story to a point. Note reveals jurors convinced she didn't know she'd hit a man. Fish Wrap Factory East Side jurors who found Amy Sensor guilty of criminal vehicular homicide last week concluded the woman believed she had hit a car and not the pedestrian she was accused of killing. That's according to a note the jury sent the judge. They sent the note right before they filed into Hennepin County District Court in Minneapolis to announce their verdict, and they said they wanted Sensor to know how they felt, the jury's forewoman wrote. the forewoman, Shanna, or is it Shauna Ford, said, can this be read in the courtroom in front of Ms. Censor? We believe she believed she hit a car or vehicle and not a person. The note was not read in court when the jury of 7 men and 5 women found Censor guilty of 2 felony counts of criminal vehicular homicide in the August 23rd death of Anison Panthavong of Roseville. The note was entered into the case docket Thursday, May 10th. Censor testified she didn't know she'd hit a person or a vehicle. Rather, she said she thought she'd struck a construction barricade. A prosecutor had argued that Censor was probably drunk. From a legal standpoint, the jury's view that Censor believed she'd hit a vehicle instead of Panthavong matters little. Hennepin County District Judge Daniel Mabley instructed jurors that if they believed Censor knew she had caused an injury or death or had damaged another vehicle, she had an obligation to stop. The law also required her to notify police about the crash as soon as possible, which she did not do. So I don't know what to make of this. If you read the story, they found her guilty of 2 felony counts of criminal vehicular homicide, but if she thought she only hit, see, this is where the law is the law, and I'm not questioning the law. But if you believe that she doesn't know she hit a human being while leaving the scene of an accident or hitting a car, if you sideswiped a car, the jury thinks that they think that she knew she hit a car and took off. Well, where does criminal vehicular homicide come into your thinking then? It wasn't like she took off because she thought she hit somebody. She hit a car, she took off, maybe panicked. See what I'm saying? And I'm not questioning the law, please. I'm not trying to let her off the hook, but I don't understand this. It's for brighter minds than mine. I can certainly tell you that. But why did they think she hit a vehicle when she never said she thought she hit a vehicle? She says she hit a construction cone or a barrier. So what would make the jury think? Because according to the story, and I'm reading right from the newspaper, and if it's accurate, she believed she hit a car or vehicle and not a person. But she testified that she thought she hit a cone. So the jury's going, well, I don't think she knew she hit a person. But she says she hit a construction cone, but I think she really believes that she hit a car. Huh?
I can't follow.
I can't really follow it either.
Huh?
So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. But it sounds as though any which way you look at it, she is going to be, I don't know if there's going to be all of a sudden a mistrial, or I don't know where this goes, but it's a strange twist to the story. Nate, you're on the fan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Common.
How are you, Nate?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What brings you to the program today?
Listen, I wanted to call in. I don't know. I don't even know who you got on. It's not Tenenby, but a little guy, whatever he is. I am 30 years old, and I call my wife mom all the time. She's 26. We had our first baby a year and a half ago. It's what you do.
Yeah, I think it's what you do. That's what I do. I call my wife mom, because she's the mother of my children.
What else are you going to call her?
I don't know what else. I'm not going to say, hey, you with the face, because then I'm in really big trouble.
That's big trouble. And I'll tell you what, this kind of stuff right here is exactly why the day they let you go down there is the day the fan stops blowing cool air and the whole thing blows up, buddy.
Thanks, I appreciate that. It's awful nice
of
you to say.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and you too. Have a very good one.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it either. I'm just saying I've never heard, my parents never did it, and I've never heard any other couple do that. Call each other mom or dad, unless you're, like, deferring a question that the kid has.
I thought you said that we should be institutionalized. That's what I thought you said, and put in a rubber room if you called your wife mom. That's what I could have swore you said, but maybe I misheard you. The Dublin Irish Brew Pub. The Dublin Irish Brew Pub is where Billy Bauer and I will be performing this weekend. Dublin Irish Brew Pub. Go to DublinPub.com for more information. Being paid handsomely for it. Take a phone call from Jeff. Jeff, you're on the fan. Thanks for calling.
Afternoon, Common.
What's up, me boy?
Not much. I just want one more thing to lead in that Vikings press box.
Okay.
an adequate supply of Chastic for PA for all the butt kissing he does during the game.
Yeah, well, that would work, too. I would think so. I thank you for the phone call.
You bet.
Appreciate that. On that note, we might just want to move along with our lives. So here's what we have for you. We've had just a terrific week, a historic week in Minnesota. And why not one more time? Get it through your cranium. We want a new stadium.
Get it through your cranium. We want a new stadium.
And it finally did sink in. And they got us. They're going to build a new stadium. On the seventh day, they will build a new stadium. And we will see that it is good. And so a stadium is built. And so I will survive at least for a while. I have material to work with now. And it's what I do with that material. So the common man will stay for at least the time being. So we add that. We're still taking a caption photo contest, though we have nothing to give to the winner of the contest. We're not even going to pick a winner. We just like the caption contest. How much time do we have?
If you want to do it, we have to do it now.
How long does the commercial run?
1:20. So we got to do now, decide. Oh, that's too late now. We got a minute left.
That's all right. We'll save it anyways.
All right.
We put
a new diet plan.
Yeah, we have a new diet plan. We have a new. We'll just leave it at that. Let's just say it has to do with the ability of a racehorse to lose literally hundreds of pounds at the Kentucky Derby. So we'll have that for you next week. I think you might get a kick out of it. That will do it for us. We laugh, we cry, best of times, worst of times. I tend to be out all of next week. You're coming in for some of those days, I believe, as is Meat Sauce. But I'll be back at 12 noon on Monday. Mark Rosen will join me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week during the 2 o'clock hour. Dark Star during the 2 o'clock hour on Friday. And Lil B will be with us at 1:30 next Friday as well. Dan Brown, JG, Downtown Hubert's Summerstock Stickball Series continues. You have a terrific weekend, whether it's fishing opener related, Mother's Day related. Your mother wears army boots. Don't buy her army boots, by the way. And or maybe you're mixing the two together, whatever it be. Have a very good weekend, and give your dear old mom a great big hug from the common man. Would you please have a wonderful weekend?